Namaste. I'm just wondering, whenever I see an empty steel bowl, I see emptiness and nothingness and space, and also I see some light on the rim of the bowl. Is this mindfulness or overthinking? That is one question. And one more is, I get attracted to colors like red, green, blue, etc. I heard that there is some Buddhist meditation like the color prasanna meditation. Will that help me to develop my mind? Because I like color. Then how can I use the colors to develop my mind? These are my two questions.
I didn't quite catch the first part of the first question. Second was color.
I can take a stab at that. If I understood correctly, the first part of the question was about, say, the difference between, say, like emptiness, nothingness, and space. And those are all, they're all, those are, say, from a Buddhist perspective, I mean, language can definitely be confusing. But I think in terms of, say, from a Buddhist perspective, when the Buddha speaks of emptiness, he's not speaking about nothingness. It's not a negation. What it is a... it's pointing to an emptiness of self, a relinquishing of the that position of I, of me, of mine, and being able to empty ourselves of that, as the Buddha said, the I-making, the mind-making, the underlying tendency to conceit. And of course, what that does is open up tremendous opportunity for freedom. And so it's not a nothingness, it's not a negation. It's actually, especially from a language perspective, it comes back to the middle way of the Buddha, so atta is like self, so that's an affirmation of self, trying to be and become and establish a firm identity, and then there's niratta, which is negation of self, nothingness. There's nothing, it doesn't exist, so it's a pushing away and negating of self. But the Buddha's teaching on anatta is a middle way in the sense of, you know, however one conceives of self, it's always going to be other than that. And understanding that clearly gives us the opportunity to experience freedom and peace, because it's this constant propping up of I, me, and mine tendency that is, I mean, one is just really tedious, and it's fruitless, so it doesn't really satisfy. The aspect of space is a bit more, from a Buddhist perspective, it's much more tangible, it's more of the experience of space. Physically, it's like the space in a room. The space in between thoughts, or the space in between in between events, occasions. So it's more like, okay, it is an absence of either material or experiential, but it's this sense of space. So it's a bit more mundane and more tangible. So that's. And then the last part of the question around color from say Buddhist meditation techniques from the time of the Buddha onward. Then there were meditations using color, and it's quite well described in Theravada, classic Theravada handbook on training, Visuddhimagga, the path to purification, and the development of casino. It's called casino, and you've got colors, also the elements, say, of earth, of water, of fire, of air, or space. But color are part of the development of a meditation. So you can use color to focus on. You can use, actually develop it as a disc, and then what you do, it's an exercise in actually visual or paying attention through seeing, and then fixing that image in the mind, but then creating a mental image that is, in a sense, more purified. And when that color comes into the mind, later, it can just be extremely beautiful and something that the mind delights in absorbing into. So it's used as a calming meditation, a tranquility meditation. It's very settling. So it was not uncommon during the Buddha's time and subsequent to the Buddha's time. These, in modern times, these days, it's not so much taught or developed. Probably because we're so busy and preoccupied and restless. And it's hard to settle on an image.
Okay.